Mark 5, 7. Now, when Jesus came to the country, to the countryside of the Gardeans, I'm just going to, and they got off the ship. Immediately, they said the man came out the tomb, said that couldn't nobody bind him with chains. He wouldn't let nobody pass through the way. He was full of devils and full of demons. Said he would cut himself with stone. Think about it. You try to grab this man and wrap him in some chains, he break him. That dude's strong. He is AJ strong, amen? Amen. I'm talking about AJ strong, amen? AJ strong, amen. Praise God. And now, he was full of the devils. Jesus asked him, he said, what is your name? And he said, Legion, for we many. There's a whole bunch of us up in this guy, amen? But he came up to Jesus. Now, Jesus said, I'm the Son of Man. But see, the devils, they didn't understand at that time. This is what it said. He said, he cried with a loud voice, and he said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? See, he didn't get it right then. He looking at him, he knew he was the Son of God. Jesus, when he came to this earth, he laid it all down, took off his heavenly authority and righteousness. I mean, just all of the heavenly glory that he had as the Son of God, amen, became like you and me. And God anointed him on this earth. He said, what do we have to do with you, Jesus? Son of the Most High? He said, I adjure thee by God. Now can you even fathom that? The devil trying to use God against Jesus. The word adjure means I command you. He said, I command you by God that thou tormentest me not. Because he knew that Jesus as God himself didn't have authority in the earth realm. But man did. But Jesus, he the Son of Man, what did Jesus tell him? He said, come out the man, you unclean spirit. Now, when he did that and the devil had to come out of him, oh, they had a meeting in hell. Mr. Satan, we got to have a meeting. I know Jesus is the Son of God, but guess what he just did? He cast me out. How did he do that? Because he had an earth suit. He had authority. He had authority in this earth realm. Now, Jesus told him to come out. Now, if it had been me, you know, I'm like, they came up to me to my, Therese Jesus, thou Son of the Most High. I adjure you, don't torment me before the time. I'd been like, I wouldn't just told him to come out right now. I'd be like, devil, hop on one leg. He'd be like, you're tripping, Therese Jesus, you're tripping now. I'd be like, dance with me. Okay. Break dance. I mean, I'd have had a little fun just for a minute, amen. Then I told him to get out. But see, I think Jesus made a mistake because they said, Jesus, can we go into the swine? And they went to the swine and all them swine, you know, they jumped in the river. You know, I'm reading and I said, Jesus, I said, that's a lot of bacon and sausage that just got ruined. I mean, I said, you couldn't, I said, it wasn't no ant hill down by the riverbank. You could have told them to go into the ants. I mean, the ant bed. I mean, I'm like, Jesus, I just thought about them pork chops and them sausage and that bacon. I said, man, Jesus, you good one, because I'd have told him, can we go into the swine? No! That's what I'd have told him, no! You go into that red wasp nest right there and have at it, amen. We ain't messing with that pig, that swine. We ain't messing with the swine, amen. That's what I would have told him. That's what I would have told him, amen. Amen. But we have authority in this earth realm. I want you to get it. I want you to get it, y'all. You can change your tomorrow. Yeah. You can change your today. Amen. That past doesn't have to haunt you anymore. Amen. You got authority, man. Man and woman of God, you have authority. You have authority. Now watch this. If we are made in his image and likeness, how does it operate? I'm glad you asked. We made in God's image. How did God do this thing? Look at Romans 4:17. Somebody say amen when you have it. Now watch this. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, here we go, and calleth those things that be not as though they were. This is how it happens. This is how it operates. This is how God does it. He calls those things, even though they may not be, but he calls them into existence. You need to look at your bank account and call some money into existence. You need to tell your body, talk to your body, and call healing into existence. Your job, glory to God. Call it. Call for it. Call for it. You need some tires on your car. You need to pay your cell phone bill. Call. Talk to it. Glory to God. And then you look at it and tell it and say, you dare not disobey Jesus. You dare not disobey Jesus. You're not going to disobey Jesus. Amen. I went out, was watching the news and they're talking about how the wind was going to come through. I went out my door and I talked to them trees. I said, tree, you're not going to fall on my house. I looked at the other tree. I said, you not going to fall on my house. I looked at all of them. All y'all trees. I don't care. Well, my neighbors, they way away, so they couldn't thought I was stupid. No way. I mean, you know. But even if it, I don't care. Amen. I went and talked to all of them. All y'all trees, y'all not following my house, none of my vehicles, none of that. No, it's not going to happen.